The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. Fighting off this humidity.
Yes, we're in the last few weeks of summer.
By
the calendar, there's about a month left. So, hopefully.
I don't want the cold.
Yeah, hopefully the fall will bring, some much needed relief from the heat and the coronavirus, at least for a small window of time.
But then winter's here, and I don't want that shit. We're not in Game of Thrones. I don't want winter to be coming. Stay away.
Well, that's because you live in an area of the country where they get significant snow, and they don't shut stuff down for that type of stuff.
I hate it. I need to move somewhere warm. My people are not meant for the cold.
But in those places where it's warm, those people don't like to wear masks, so you don't need to go there.
Yeah, that's true. Screwed either way.
NXT Cast is a part of the WrestleCast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us through any of your podcast catchers. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Click on the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will be listening to the NXT Cast, Rawcast, and SmackDown Matters each and every week. So we open with the recap of the Adam Cole baby and Pat McAfee angle from last week.
Yeah.
Then, Bad Bitch Supreme.
Hell yeah.
Scarlett all up in my TV screen to kick off this episode. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Yes, give it to me.
That's how I knew it was going to be fire.
Give it. That's literally how I knew. Right? Give it to us, baby. So we have Danny Burch versus Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross hits the Doomsday Saito suplex a few times. Then he wins with the cross jacket submission hold.
Yep.
Not really much to see here. Danny Burch started off fast, but then Karrion Kross got the upper hand and snuffed him out. So after the match, Keith Lee is walking out to the ring with something in his hand, not the NXT title, and he is super mad.
Yo, he had his serious business face on. I was just like, oh, shit, this is about to go down.
Karrion Kross and Scarlett, they exit the ring while Keith Lee gets in the ring. Keith Lee reminds Karrion Kross that he agreed to face him. So Kross keeps avoiding him because he's a bitch. Whoop. Since Karrion Kross is scared, Keith Lee agreed not to lay a hand on Kross before their match. And he drops the contract with his and Regal's name signed on it. He says all he's got to do
there goes my bra.
He says all he's got to do is sign the match, sign the contract, and they're going to have their match. So Scarlett brings the contract over to Karrion Kross, who signs it. Scarlett reviews the contract and leaves it for Keith Lee on the apron of the ring. Keith Lee picks up the contract and opens it, and a fireball explodes in his face. Medics run in to check on Keith Lee to see how bad he's been burned.
You should have known it was some bullshit when she kissed it. Wizardry. I was just like, Scarlett is a firebender. If you watch Avatar, you know what that means. She's a firebender. I was like, what the fuck? What literally. I was just like, fire? I was like, fire? What the hell? Bitch, why fire?
Oh man, a fireball in 2020. Oh man, there's some old school guys who participated in Memphis wrestling that probably had a big old smile on their face.
Like, I was just like, bitch, fire? Well, how are you gonna fight you now if there's fire? God damn it, Scarlett.
Yeah, so this was a very shocking start to NXT.
What a way to start.
Yeah, so shocking that, I mean, basically they had a match that followed that, Drake Maverick versus Killian Dane, and really it was just watching Keith Lee getting loaded into the ambulance, stumbling around, trying to fight everybody, trying to get to Karrion Kross.
They didn't care not one bit for this match because they kept cutting away. They cut away to Keith Lee trying to get at Karrion. They cut away to Keith Lee with a bandage on his thigh like he's in Bird Box. They cut away to freaking the Undisputed Era strolling in. I'm like, y'all don't care about this match. Poor little Drake gave his whole heart a couple of months ago, crying, and we fell for him, but y'all don't even care about him and this big man. Why did you have this match?
Drake is fighting hard against his larger opponent when, as Miss Simi stated, they just arrived, Undisputed Era, hit the ring, take out both men for no contest. Undisputed Era dispatches Drake easily, but it takes a few minutes for them to get down Dane, and he gets sent on his way after a last shot by Adam Cole. Adam Cole gets on the mic. He addresses Pat McAfee, telling him that he's in way over his head. He kicked him when his arms were held behind his back, but he says at TakeOver, he's going to face the longest reigning NXT champion, and that's Undisputed, and Adam Cole promises that he's going to beat that ass.
Woo! He said whoop. This was a fire promo. Adam Cole was themed up. He couldn't even brush his hair right. It was just wild all over. There was a crazy glint in it. He was just like, I'm going to whoop that ass. I was just like, yes, I'm here for it. Do it. This is a fire promo. But Kyle, Mr. Kyle O'Reilly, why is your hair like completely black, but your beard is red? But like, what's happening here? All ginger. I need the all ginger back. What is this? It didn't connect for me. Neither did your hair colors. I didn't understand. Don't be a Candice LeRae. Don't be a Candice LeRae. Have good hair. Didn't appreciate it. I was like, what is, sir? Don't take away my love for you because this hair, he looked like a mismatched Sim. I was like, why? I was really fired up about this Adam Cole promo, and then I saw his like hair situation, and I was like, what are you doing? I had like my roasting hand on, like, what's happening?
What are you doing, sir, back there?
But what were we doing? What is this? Why? I didn't get it.
A Kushida vignette runs. He says he's going to be the next North American champion.
Yay.
Then we have a grudge match. Santos Escobar versus Tyler Breeze, because, you know, last week, El Ligado, they destroyed our man Fandango, so Tyler Breeze is here to fight for his honor. Breeze avoids the Phantom Driver, and he gets things going, hitting a pair of corner forearms and the supermodel kick. But El Ligado del Fantasma, they run out. Tyler Breeze takes them out, however, that allows Santos Escobar to hit him with the Phantom Driver and get the win.
Yep.
So they're beating down Tyler Breeze after the match, and a battered Fandango comes out with his arm in a sling and a weapon. He does well, but then Escobar takes him out with the Enziguri. They keep up the beating of Breezango until Isaiah Swerve Scott makes the save.
Yay!
Commentary reminds us that he's the only man who has a win over Santos Escobar.
Yes. Huge. Yes. This is good. I like it when wrestlers save other wrestlers. It makes me happy. It's always a good... I always celebrate when that happens. But this is good.
Far better usage than his Raw Underground usage. Oh, but you haven't seen that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's like a Raw Underground thing. Mm-hmm. I saw like a clip of it. And I know Shayna beat the brakes off like three bitches. That was cool. but I didn't see the whole life segment.
Yeah, he was.
So I gotta watch it.
He was there last week, participating like on the side, like side betting. So not only did he lose his money, but he ended up getting beat up at the end of the night when Bobby Lashley and Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, and MVP came and took it over.
Whoa.
Yeah, so he's had a tough couple of weeks at that Raw Underground, but he's back on pace here at NXT though.
Yeah. They keep doing that. They'll like have like wrestlers be like the baddest bitch on like NXT and like 205 Live. And then as soon as you come to Raw, it's like you're like a puny shrimp who gets like broken in half. Why do they do that?
Because they're not aware. They think that nobody watches all their programming. They think that people who watch NXT don't watch Raw, and people who watch Raw don't watch SmackDown. They're disconnected that way.
It's the universe, like the MCU, guys. You got to connect. But I like this little faction of like Breezango and Swerve. I'm like, ooh. Versus like El Legado. I'm excited. I want to see more.
Yeah, that could be a fun 6-man tag team match coming up next week, maybe, for the go home show. We have Dakota Kai looking at all kinds of good in a video package. Woo! She says,
arms.
the haircut. It's the haircut.
Yeah.
Definitely the haircut.
Mm-hmm.
She says that
it's like the whole like outfit.
Right.
We'll talk about it.
She says that everyone has placed Io Shirai on a pedestal. She doesn't believe it and has figured out how to beat her. She's in Io's head and keeps outsmarting the so-called genius. At TakeOver, our captain becomes our champion.
This was fire. It was like the whole like thing for me, like the boots with the pants and the like little midriff and the hat and the haircut, her toned arm and the mean ass look in her eye. I was like, here for all of this. Keep looking like this. Here for all of that. Definitely. I was like, yeah.
She was
just like, I don't need friends. I don't need this. I don't need that. It's just me. I'm gonna kick her ass. I'm here for it. I was just like, yes. Make me excited for this match. I already was excited, but now I'm even more hyped.
Yeah, it was a great video package. Good stuff by Dakota Kai. Glad that she, again, like I said last week, glad that she's getting this chance and opportunity to stand on her own and get a shot at the NXT Women's title. Indy Hartwell.
Right, and just shining.
Right. Indy Hartwell gets to take on Mia Yim. Yeah. Of course, Mia Yim has got a lot of things in her mind because, you know, that's Keith Lee's girlfriend. So she... Yeah. Just barely got back in time to have her match. She's literally putting on her gear as her music is playing.
Yeah.
So she comes out to the ring. Indy Hartwell wears Mia down with the chin lock, then starts slapping Mia around. Mia finds a way to roll Hartwell into a creative looking submission, and Mia Yim gets the win.
Yeah. It was a good match. Another, like, instance where, like, she did, like, a new submission. So that was cool. Like how Sheeta did that submission on AEW. There was another really cool one here. I was just like, ooh, this is nice. It's nice to see them like trying new things and like trying a new way to like win matches and stuff. So I was just like, ooh, this is nice.
Yeah, it's always good that when they highlight alternative finishers. So, you know, that's just another way to create legitimate near falls.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, it's another thing in their arsenal. Like, they're, like, evolving. I like that.
We have a Finn Balor.
And I'm glad to see more Indy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime Indy Hartwell gets on the screen, it's a good night.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, let's have more of her. I like that. I like that they're using her more.
Finn Balor vignette. He explains that he's going to win the second chance North American title qualifying match next week. In the match that was made last week in the parking lot, Bronson Reed faced off against Damian Priest.
And Vic, another qualifying match still to come tonight in our feature attraction as Priest and Reed look to build momentum on the way to TakeOver.
Yeah, triple threat match. Cameron Grimes, Sheeta, and a superstar yet to be named. Surprise is still in store later tonight, but look at Vic, Bronson Reed.
What an avalanche in the corner. Fireman's carry here now by Reed. Priest breaks it off and delivers the bell clap and a roundhouse kick to the head. Whoa, wow, look at the strength of Reed, Beth.
Priest is as shocked as we are. Can Reed follow up with a senton?
Super side senton side press. Reed with a 2.5.
Priest looking a little frustrated at the resilience of Bronson.
Unbelievable. Springboard somersault senton by Priest. Big Damian Priest. It's flying high.
I mean, Damian Priest, 6'6", flying through the air with ease right now.
Doing it again, and he has that speed advantage while Bronson Reed has the strength advantage, the size, but Priest bringing Bronson Reed down, and Beth, what goes up? Oh.
Priest has been working hard to be able to lift the massive Reed. In a
Damian Priest
going for it
wanting
again.
To send a message to the rest of the field. Wow. There it is, the broken arrow. Priest able to deliver the broken arrow to Bronson Reed, but Reed able to break the referee's count.
By a hair. Damian Priest following up quickly.
Oh, now it's Bronson Reed's turn.
Don't forget, another 3 superstars in a ladder will all be thrown in the mix with the North American Championship hanging high above the ring.
Whoa! A 360 roundhouse by Damian Priest. Bronson Reed doubled over. Priest again going to the hole this time. Springboards right into a big splash by Bronson Reed. Reed climbing to the top. Reed looking to build a wave of momentum, but misses with the tsunami. No water in the ocean.
Priest escaped most of that splash.
Oh, Priest was looking for the reckoning. Double leg takedown. Jackknife cover here by Reed. Bronson Reed wins.
Here is your winner, Bronson Reed.
Wow, the momentum of Bronson Reed showing no signs of slowing down. A look of dejected loss on the face of Damian Priest.
Yay, my thickums is coming up. You better win matches, boy. So happy for him. I forget that, like, Damian Priest can do a whole bunch of, like, high-flying shit that tall people shouldn't be able to do. Because I was just like, oh, shit. I like him, though. I really like him.
Yeah, he's very
I'm glad
underrated.
My thickums won, but I like Damian. Yeah. Like, you don't expect it, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh, shit, he can do all this, like, crazy stuff. I want to see more from him. Like, more for him.
Maybe he'll get a really chance, a bigger chance to shine during this ladder match next weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. Because they keep kind of putting him in, like, championship matches, but he never, like, wins. Mm-hmm. But he's so, like, he's, like, a legit threat, and he's really good. So I'm like, give him more. Give him some.
It's time for Io Shirai's video response to Dakota Kai. She says she got Dakota's message, but doesn't know why she's acting like a big star. Before she turned on Tegan, nobody cared about Dakota Kai. Io says that Dakota uses people. When she looks at Dakota, she still sees the scared girl who couldn't stand up to Shayna Baszler. At TakeOver, she'll be terrified of Io, too. Io says Dakota's not in her head. She just pissed her off.
Ooh, I was like, talk your shit, Io.
Io was looking really good in this vignette, too.
Hell yeah, she was. I was just like, good, yes. Loved it. Every time she speaks in Japanese, I'm just like, ma'am, yes, keep talking. And she was just like, you're not in my head. You just pissed me off. And she, like, jumped at the camera. I was just like, yes. Yes, Miss Ma'am. Loved it.
I like how they're building this match where
me too.
The two times that they've really interacted... Well, the one time was the first time where Dakota was like kicked her in the face after she defended the title. Then the next time they had the tag team match where it was Dakota and Candace against Tegan and Io. And to start that match, Dakota kicked her in the face.
Yeah.
And then, she left Candace to get pinned. And just kind of stared her down. So they've done a lot where it's not like they've overdone it. You've seen Dakota get the jump on Io twice. Io hasn't really gotten a comeback yet. Hopefully she won't until they wrestle. At the pay-per-view. Takeover.
Yeah.
So, but I really like how they've been doing this build to this.
Io got to walk around with a face shield because that girl and her kicks are dangerous. you gotta watch her. I like how they're playing on the history of both of them. That makes me happy. Like how they like Io went back to be like, yo, I remember when you were, you got your arm taken by Shayna, so you better watch it. And Dakota's like, yo, I'm not the one to play with. So I'm excited for this. I'm hyped.
Are you as hyped as Cameron Grimes?
Nobody is as hyped as Cameron Grimes. Literally no one.
So we get
I love him.
Cameron Grimes vignette. You know, getting you ready because he's in the main event tonight against Kushida and a mystery opponent in the final three-way qualifying match. Aaliyah and Mercedes Martinez representing the Robert Stone brand. They faced off against Casey Cantanzaro and Caden Carter. Before the match,
the Ninja Squad or something. They're called the Ninja something.
They are?
Yeah, they came up with the Ninja something.
Okay.
I know it has Ninja in it.
Okay, all right. Before the match, Robert Stone offers Casey Cantanzaro a spot in the Robert Stone Foundation group brand, but she was like, nah, player, I'm good. Caden Carter was highly offended. Caden and Casey worked some really fast double team moves on Aaliyah, capped by Casey Senton. They do another series of moves capped by stereo super kicks. Then Mercedes Martinez gets the tag and she starts kicking a lot of ass as we go to the commercial break. Martinez directs traffic to lead Aaliyah and they isolate Caden Carter. Casey gets the hot tag and is on fire until Martinez ultimately puts her down with the air raid crash. Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah are victorious.
They're called Team Ninja. I just found it.
Team Ninja?
Team Ninja. That's what she put it. She's like, Cash needs Team Ninja on NXT. And it's like has Caden on like she's like on Caden's shoulder. It's cute.
I think I'll need to do better than that.
Yeah, but the pose is cute and I like their matching gear.
The name leaves a lot to be desired. That's kind of like me when it comes to Cedric Alexander and Ricochet calling themselves the Flyboys. Like, okay. If y'all say so. But Aaliyah is celebrating in a big way because, you know, she doesn't win that often. But Mercedes Martinez act like she's been there before. When Rhea Ripley's music hits, Mercedes Martinez steps in front of Aaliyah to handle things. Robert Stone and Aaliyah, they leave the ring. But Martinez is standing tall. So Rhea Ripley runs down to the ring. She boots Martinez in the face. Rhea gets things going until Aaliyah comes in from the blind side with a chop block. So they're working over Rhea Ripley until Shotzi Blackheart shows up and evens the odds, sending the Robert Stone brand packing.
This was fun. A ladies tag team on TV. Other promotions can't relate. Anyway.
It was cool.
I liked how Aaliyah kept trying to.
In her actual clothes.
Right. I was just like, oh, that's fun. She was good. She looked good in street clothes. And it was funny, like, seeing, like, Aaliyah kept trying to, like, help. Every time she kept trying to, like, come and help out with, like, beating somebody up. And Mercedes was like, get the fuck out of here. I laughed. It was so funny. Because she's so little. She just keeps trying to, like, kick people. And I'm like, Aaliyah, Mercedes got it. Move. But it was funny. I'm intrigued by Rhea and Shotzi, like what they can do together.
Yeah, that's a fun little matchup there, mix up there, tag team
wise.
I guess when you have, you know, similar enemies, you know, two people on the different spectrums can come together and form a union, and that's what we have here.
Yeah, they keep putting Shotzi in these like random like tag teams, but they don't like capitalize on it. Because I liked her and Tegan, but then like they didn't capitalize on that either. So I'm hoping maybe this will be a thing, not just a like temporary right. Let's beat these girls up thing.
And on another note, Sasha and Bayley, they're gonna need to defend those tag team titles soon.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they could come on down to NXT and give somebody else a chance here in the near future.
Right.
And that would be a pretty fun tag team.
Right. I DM'd you the little cute post if you want to look at it.
So we're invited to dinner with the Garganos again, but this time we're just at their house. They're not actually, mm-hmm. they just finished eating dinner. So we missed out on that lovely portion of the evening when it comes to them.
Food didn't look appetizing though. That chicken didn't look seasoned. That rice looked bland as fuck. Ain't got no sauce on it. You ain't got no real vegetables. I'm glad we missed it. Probably wasn't good.
Sorry. Either Kaysen Cantazaro weighs like 72 pounds or Kaden Carter is a strong little somebody.
Right. It's probably a mixture of both.
Candace,
see, cute pose.
yeah, it is a cute pose. And the gear is matching well.
See? Just the name needs work.
Yes, definitely.
Like Boston Hog Connection. That's dumb.
Two women power trip, that's dope.
See? That's good. Golden role models. Dope.
Candace is telling a fairy tale, and she directs her mm-hmm. evil part of her promo towards Tegan Nox. Johnny calls himself the Wednesday Knight, like K-N-I-G-H-T, as he's climbing a ladder in their home. He says that Damian Priest and that thick boy, he says they're pretty good, but they're no Johnny Gargano. And you can't have a takeover without Johnny Takeover, and he's going to face Ridge Holland next week for a chance to get into that last two spots in the ladder match.
Mm-hmm. This was okay with the promo.
Right. It wasn't as good as the first ones was.
Right. I don't know. Maybe it's because they're not eating weird food and it doesn't hit as much, and like they haven't really done much with like Candace as a heel. Like her and the Mia thing was good. I like that feud, but they're not like she's not really winning much. She's just kind of like the scared, like she'll get like a little bit feisty, but then she like runs away and like cheats a lot, which I'm fine with cheating as a heel, but like I need you to be a little bit menacing, which she's not. So, I don't know. It's not really hitting this heel.
Speaking of menacing.
Maybe it's the hair.
Yeah, probably the hair. Speaking of menacing, Timothy Thatcher is here with his Thatcher's Thatch Can lesson. He talks about how he should have won the match last week because he had the single leg Boston Crab, but it got spun out of, and he was talking about adaptability, and he was like, oh, if that was the case, what he should have done was reversed it into an ankle lock, and then he basically shows how, you know, you can control him no matter which way he turns for the ankle lock. So he was just kind of mm-hmm. going over the reason he lost last week.
Mm-hmm.
We have an announcement that next week Adam Cole, baby, and Pat McAfee mm-hmm. are going to go face to face. Breezango and Swerve Scott are going to face off against Lee Lagado del Fantasma, plus the second chance qualifying matches.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for our main event, Cameron Grimes versus Kushida versus a mystery opponent. And the winner is going to be involved in the North American Championship ladder match at TakeOver 30. Well, the mystery is no longer a mystery because it's the Velveteen Dream. Mystery entrance. So Dream comes out as only the Dream can. Good to see him. I'm glad that he's finally off punishment.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know.
Stay out of people's DMs and off of Reddit.
Like, people are trying to keep, but I'm like, I don't. WWE covers of murder. So,
Cameron Grimes and Velveteen Dream end up trading blows on the outside. Kushida takes Dream out with a somersault plancha. Inside, Kushida slaps submission on Cameron Grimes. The Velveteen Dream interrupts the submission hold, and Kushida applies the hoverboard lock on the Velveteen Dream. But the Velveteen Dream rolls into the Death Valley Driver. However, Kushida gets the hoverboard lock back on to counter the Death Valley Driver. Grimes then takes Kushida out with the cave-in. He then sends Velveteen Dream to the outside, and Cameron Grimes sneaks in, pins Kushida, and he's going to the ladder match at Takeover.
That really surprised me. I did not think that Cameron Grimes was going to win. I was like, it's either going to be Kushida, because they gave him that little promo thing, or it's going to be Velveteen Dream, because they're like, welcome back. So that was a fun little surprise. And the way that man walked out and started talking to that title belt, I was like, Cameron, please. Sir, please. It was so funny. He just started just like yakking at that belt. I was just like, oh my God, he's such a fool. It was hilarious, though. And it was a really good match.
It was a very good match. Kushida, haven't seen him in quite a while, so it was refreshing to see him. Velveteen Dream, hadn't seen him in a while, so it was good to see him in ring. He looked pretty decent. He looked a lot better than the last time we saw him leading up to the Adam Cole match. After he'd been off for a while with the bad back. And then, you know, of course, we hear our stands for Cameron Grimes on this here episode. So,
yeah.
Like I said last week, whether it's a match, whether he wins, loses, or it's a promo, Cameron Grimes is always best for NXT television.
He's just so entertaining. I'm like, you're so funny, sir. Just like the more like exuberant he gets, the better it is.
So after Cameron Grimes leaves the ringside area, Velveteen Dream enters the ring and he starts slapping Kushida. He chases the referee away and he attacks Kushida again. But that's when the Prince, Finn Balor, hits the ring. Velveteen Dream turns around. And then they have a standoff because these two are going to meet next week in the second qualifying match for the North American title ladder match.
Dum dum. Finn better win that shit. So I'm gonna say. I'll say.
This was a very, very, very cool way to end NXT. I guess because now that he has a blonde goatee, that
he's evil now.
Dream has officially turned heel.
He's evil now. He bleached his beard.
He's definitely been watching New Japan, and I would say that he is a fan of Sonata, because Sonata has a has that goatee like that.
Oh.
Yep. So that was your NXT for this week. I thought this was a very good episode of NXT. I mean, it started out literally on fire with Keith Lee fireball in the face. So I think that we've definitely got things headed in the right direction going towards TakeOver next week. And it's going to be a lot of fun previewing that with you on next week's show as we play Who You Got. Your thoughts, your synopsis, and summary of this week's NXT.
This was a great episode. I had so much fun. Again, started off with Scarlett, and we find out, hey, she's a firebender. It's fireball right to the face. That, so just like, for like 2 minutes, I was just like, fire? Why is there fire? So that was fun. I loved all the ladies' content, obviously. Aaliyah's just funny. Her trying to like beat people up was fun. I'm intrigued about Rhea and Shotzi as a tag team against Mercedes and Aaliyah. The they got me hyped for Dakota versus Io. I can't wait for that. So that's great. What else did I like? I liked the main event was really good. It was a really good match. It was fun to see Kushida with all those like submission holds and just like rolling and countering and all that stuff. And I'm like, you are so good. I want to see more from you. Seeing Cameron Grimes wins was fun. I'm excited about the six-man tag that's going to come with the El Legado and Swerve and Breezango. So that's going to be fun. This was a good episode. I really enjoyed myself. So this was fun.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun this week on NXT TV. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Cameron Grimes getting that win. Like you said, it was kind of out of the blue.
Right.
But it was definitely so much fun to see that come along. Definitely was a big fan of the ladies match there with, Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah versus Kacy and Kayden that led into the aftermath of the match with Shotzi and, mm-hmm. and Rhea coming up. The Undisputed Era was good.
With
Adam Cole coming out there, cutting that fired up promo. Like the way that building towards Swerve Scott and Santos Escobar. I really like how that's been kind of real slow burn.
Yeah.
Bronson Reed and Damian Priest, they had a really fun match. With, you know, Damian Priest showing how talented he is and Bronson Reed continuing his winning streak going into the TakeOver ladder match. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things on this week's episode of NXT. If you had to pin me down, I would definitely say that they won the Wednesday Night Wars for this week.
Without a doubt, they won. Especially when it comes to the women. Pay attention, AEW. You like to throw shots and shit all the time. Because we know you watch it. Watch NXT and see how they're using their women. And then come back to me. Take notes. Write it down. And see, look at this. We have like four women promos. We had like two matches. They managed to use like 6 to 8 women. They built feuds. They showcased tag teams. They built up for a match that we're excited to see. In a 2-hour show. Just like you have. Wow. Amazing. Who would have thought it was possible? Anyway, I ranted on the dark match if you want to hear it. Haha, promo. You know what I did?
Check that out over on patreon.com/CSPN Media. Become a patron and listen to Miss Simi's rants each and every week over on the dark match.
I do it a lot. You enjoy that sort of thing.
I'm reading some things where it looks like the Amway Center in Orlando is going to be the site for SummerSlam.
Oh.
And WWE is trying maybe to try to, I don't know if you probably haven't been checking this out because you're not a sports fan like this, but at the NBA bubble, they've had like a wall of fans, like virtual fans.
Basically,
like watching the game through Zoom, and then they have them on a wall.
Oh.
So there's some ambiance noise, and so they're thinking about maybe WWE trying to do that.
Like Tupac hologram?
Something similar to that. So they're thinking that WWE may try to do something like that at the Amway Center for SummerSlam, just to give it some ambiance and some, you know, some true... you know, crowd feel, not that stagey crowd feel that they have with the NXT, you know, trainees and everything. So that's just some latest news that I'm reading about SummerSlam. Maybe that'll be the same for NXT as well, but more than likely they're probably going to stick with the Performance Center for that.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with the way technology, I'm afraid it's going to be, like, skipping. So it'd be, like, just, like, weird, like, echo. I don't know how that's going to work. Like, they start chanting, and all of a sudden, it just cuts out.
Right, right.
Or, like, Vince is like, they're not going for the right person. Cut them off. So maybe, I don't know how that's going to work. So, that'd be fun.
Anything else you'd like to surmise about this week's edition of NXT before I turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous?
Oh, who was that new random white man at the announcer table?
Oh, that
who was that?
That's Vic Joseph. He used to be the commentator for Raw.
Oh, okay. Because I was just like, I don't recognize you. You're not a Tom Phillips. I don't know you, random white man. Who are you? It took me out of it for a second. Okay. Didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
That was my final thought. There's a random white man. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's old Vic Joseph.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Any shout outs and thank yous this week?
Oh, shout out to you, obviously, as always. Shout out to Miss Didi, Mo, Juan, and shout out to everybody in the hashtag. It's fun talking wrestling with you. Always great. And P.S., you guys, stop going to Timothy Thatcher's school. He's just using it as an excuse to put you in a submission hold. Stop. Keep doing it. Unless you guys are sadists and masochists. Maybe they're masochists and they just like pain. It's only an excuse to break your joints. Stop going. I just wanted to put that out there. Shout out to you.
Big shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again this week on the NXT cast. Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese. Me and him joined forces to review another Raw, Monday Night Raw. So check that out. The Raw cast latest edition is out. Give a listen to me and Miss J to the max as we revived SmackDown Matters this past weekend. J to the max filling in for Miss Didi Jonet. So give a big shout out to her. Hopefully she's doing well. Hopefully we'll do her proud, as you know, she is the face that runs the place. So, we're just trying to
remember that, AJ.
We're just trying to keep this
and that riddle
until she gets back. Big shout out to Anwar, Starwin, Terry's boy. They talk New Japan Pro Wrestling with me, Madame Lizette as well. Big shout out to the guys over on the push, Benny, Sean, Dwayne. DJ Once, definitely big shout out to those guys. Take a listen to them. They should be coming out with a new episode later on this week or this weekend, where they talk about the current events and some things from back in the day as well. A big shout out to all the members of the GLOW, all the WrestleBays, everybody who joins us each and every week for the NXT cast, Dynamite cast, Raw cast, and SmackDown Matters live tweets. We definitely appreciate you guys providing your commentary with color with us. Please continue to use the hashtags, share, rate, review the podcast, spread the podcast out, let everybody know what we got going on here at the WrestleCast, NXT cast, Rawcast, SmackDown Matters as well. So please continue to support the podcast over on CSPN.us. Click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Do some shopping with our sponsors. Some of your purchase comes back to us to help keep the podcast free each and every week. Keep the CSPN up and running as a network in general. So we greatly appreciate your support there as well. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye. See you in the hashtag.
You want to run your mouth on Twitter, on ESPN? That's fine, Pat. But don't you forget, you kicked me with my arms behind my back. You are not special. What is special is the fact that I am the longest reigning NXT champion of all time. And at TakeOver 30, you are stepping into the ring with that guy. So Pat, I want you to do me a favor, okay? I dare you to show up next week. And if you do, if you've got the guts, I want you to walk down this ramp right here. I want you to step through these ropes, get into this ring, so I can look you face to face, man to man, and let you know I'm gonna whoop that ass at TakeOver 30. And then when you finally realize that you are in way over your head, it is gonna suck for you to know that there is absolutely nothing that you can do about it. And that is undisputed.